This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States now has its first confirmed case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
With confirmed cases in about two dozen countries, Dr. Anthony Fauci had said it was just a matter of time before one was found here, and now it has been.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd, and tested positive on November the 29th.
Fauci says the person was fully vaccinated and has mild symptoms, which are getting better. Officials say all the person's close contacts have tested negative. The Biden administration's restricted travel from Southern Africa and is moving to tighten testing rules for overseas travelers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization Director General said on Wednesday the world should not be surprised by the emergence of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Speaking in Geneva, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO was taking the emergence of the variant extremely seriously and urged every country to do so as well. Tedros called for tailored intervention by countries, including testing travelers before and after they arrive, and advised against blanket travel bans that place a heavy burden on lives and livelihoods.
We call on all countries to take rational, proportional risk reduction measures in keeping with international health regulations.
The comments came at the first press briefing by the UN Health Agency since it christened Omicron as a variant of concern after it was brought to light by researchers in South Africa last week. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned on Wednesday that President Vladimir Putin could quickly order an invasion of Ukraine if he has a pretext. At a news conference, Blinken said the United States and other NATO members are ready to take action should Russia decide to invade Ukraine.
We are prepared to impose severe costs for further Russian aggression in Ukraine. NATO is prepared to reinforce its defenses on the eastern flank.
The Secretary of State declined to provide details about the sanctions. Tensions over the Russian troops built up along the border with Ukraine, whose government is seeking to align with NATO and the West, have been a focus of Blinken's week-long European trip and were top of the agenda at his meeting with NATO counterparts in Latvia Wednesday. Millions of Afghans are facing hunger as the winter looms, according to the UN's World Food Program. WFP Country Director Mary Ellen McGrarty urged nations to separate the humanitarian crisis from political disagreements.
The people of Afghanistan, the innocent people of Afghanistan, the children of Afghanistan who've had their lives upended through no fault of their own, cannot be condemned to hunger and starvation just because of the lottery of geopolitics and the lottery of birth.
The WFP has already ramped up its Afghanistan aid program dramatically. In 2020, it provided aid to 9 million people. This year, it's helping almost 14 million. Next year, the agency hopes to provide aid for more than 23 million people and says it will need $2.6 billion to do so. Prosecutors in Michigan Wednesday charged a 15-year-old boy with murder, terrorism, and other counts for a shooting that killed four fellow students and injured others at Michigan's Oxford High School. Charges were announced against Ethan Crumbly a few hours after authorities reported the death of a fourth teen from the school in southeastern Michigan. Prosecutor Karen McDonald said her office is confident it can show the crime was premeditated.
There is a mountain of digital evidence. Videotape, social media, all digital evidence possible, and we have reviewed it, and it absolutely we are confident that we can show it was premeditation.
McDonald did not reveal a possible motive for the shooting Tuesday at Oxford High School, located in a community of about 22,000 people, roughly 48 kilometers north of Detroit. On Wall Street, stocks were down again Wednesday, with the Dow Jones Industrials off 1.34%. The S&P dropped 1.18%, and the NASDAQ fell by 1.83%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.